time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Just fine. We're going to get warmth again today?
Yeah, one more day, it looks like.
One more day. How long is the cold snap?
I don't know that, but...
Of course, we'll let you in on the secret. The cold snap, it's not that cold. No. Not for this time of the year.
No,
it's not too bad.
Going to be some snow coming, though.
Yeah, we'll see how long it sticks around. We'll see. We'll just see. Kendall Warren's in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got a 17-cubic-foot all refrigerator, practically. It's got a very small freezer. Works good. Use refrigerator with top freezer. Have two of those. Two use side-by-sides, both near new. Use refrigerator with bottom freezer, have two of those. Use gas range in like new condition. Three used electric ranges, two of them stainless steel. One demo model over-the-range microwave hood with some slight damage, and another completely reconditioned one at way below wholesale cost. Three used automatic washers, a 20-cubic-foot upright freezer. Good working condition, and still have that 55,000 BTU natural gas space heater. Got lots of new freezers, chest and upright, sizes from 5 through and including, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. The freezer goes bad on you, call W&S. We'll take care of your problem. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver, install, haul the old heater away, and of course do take care of the service after the sale. Dishwasher, convertible, portable, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Got some closeouts on some models, and of course, again, we deliver them, install them, and service it after the sale. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Well, Phil saw his... No, he didn't.
Did he see his shadow this morning? Yeah.
Ah, okay. So 6 more weeks of winter then.
Yep.
Punxsutawney Phil came out of his hole this morning. Luxurious hole, by the way.
Yeah, it's nice.
Not just a hole in the wall or a hole in the ground. And saw his shadow this morning. So that means there was sun in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, which leads me to believe that as the weather has been this year, that he probably had a jar of suntan lotion with him.
It said temperatures were near freezing when he emerged, and that's unseasonably warm there.
Yeah, I was afraid he was going to hang around for a while and decide that hibernating stuff is for, well, the bears, I guess. Let's go ahead and stay out, get a little suntan here this morning if we can. You know, each year on February 2nd, thousands of people. One year they had about 30,000 people actually show up for the event. As high as 30,000 have visited for the multi-day festival that they have surrounding Groundhog Day. They all head out to Gobbler's Knob in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. It's in the north-central part of Pennsylvania, by the way, about 80 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, just in case you're trying to plan a trip there. They witnessed the prediction of Punxsutawney Phil. It's a lot of pomp and circumstance. Have you ever actually watched it?
I've watched a little bit on the live stream before.
Yeah, I don't know what they call themselves. It's the mysterious inner circle, the Grand Wizard or whatever he is, the inner circle. All these guys in tuxedos and top hats, and you know it's very unceremonious, really, the way it ends up happening. You're expecting some big build-up, and at the end of the day, it's plunge your hand in there and yank him out by the scruff of the neck, and then. They kind of go from there, but they've been doing this for a good long time. It dates back to 1887 is when they first made that trek to Gobbler's Knob, and this is the 126th year that Phil has been prognosticating, so it's gone on a long, long time. Now, you ever wonder how many times he was right?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the answer?
I don't know.
I do.
All right.
By reading their press information, I know exactly how many times Phil has been right over the years. If you want to know, I can let you in on the secret.
All right.
It's every time.
Yeah,
right. Every time. That's the answer, 100%. They said he's never wrong. He's always right. Well, they're the ones that write the press release, so what else were they going to say? They're always right. He's 100 times, he's 126 times now. He's been accurate. But, you know, it kind of goes back to an old tradition that has European roots with regard to this. But, you know, I was reading kind of a little bit of information about that, and I kind of got a kick out of that. There was an old saying that said something along the lines of, Groundhog Day, half your hay. And it had to do with Groundhog Day being kind of the middle point of winter. And folks in that area had to make sure that they had at least half of their supply of hay remaining. Otherwise, if it was a bad winter, their animals, their livestock might not be able to make it through winter. They had to have enough feed to get them through the winter. So it is kind of an important day in history for those folks over time. They did use that as a point of note, that they needed to make sure that they had a certain amount of stuff. You know, we kind of have some of those things around here, too, like, knee-high by the 4th of July. We have our little sayings, although it's not knee-high by the 4th of July anymore. It's nearly full-grown by then, it seems. Groundhogs, though, are kind of, they're kind of creepy things. Have you ever really looked at a groundhog or paid much attention to them? Groundhogs average about 20 inches long, and they weigh anywhere from 12 to 15 pounds. Punxsutawney Phil, by the way, he weighs 20 pounds, and he's 22 inches long. They're covered with coarse, grayish kind of hairs. The fur, it's tipped with brown, or maybe sometimes a dull reddish color. And they have short ears, a short tail, short legs, but they're surprisingly quick, which is amazing with all that going against them. Their jaws are exceptionally strong as well. Groundhog's diet consists of lots of greens and fruits and vegetables. Very little water, though. Most of their liquids come from the leaves and the dew on the leaves that they eat. A groundhog can whistle when it is alarmed. Groundhogs also whistle in the spring when they like to go out and get courting. You know what their whistle sounds like? You don't think so?
That's where that comes from.
Yeah, that's where that comes from, yeah. That we did make that up, by the way. Insects, don't tell your kids that. Have them write that in an essay. Insects don't bother groundhogs, and germs pretty much leave them alone as well. They're resistant to plagues and things that have periodically wiped out large numbers of wild animals, and one reason for that is their cleanliness. They're obsessively clean animals. Groundhogs are one of the few animals that really do hibernate. Hibernation is not just a deep sleep, it's of course actually a deep coma, where the body temperature drops a few degrees above freezing, and the heart barely beats, and the blood scarcely flows, and the breathing nearly stops. And young groundhogs are usually born in mid-April or May, and by July they're able to go out on their own. The size of a litter is usually 4 to 9 of the little ones, and a baby groundhog is called a kit or a cub. And a groundhog's lifespan is normally 6 to 8 years. Now, Phil is... if you're wondering how old Phil is, he's like forever old. People ask all the time, well, how many Phils is this? I mean, 126 years. I mean, what number of Phil is this? You know, there was more than one Lassie. I hate to let you in on the secret there. But how many Phils has there been over time? Well, you're never going to get a straight answer out of these guys in the tuxedos and top hats, because the answer they give you is, even though a groundhog's lifespan is normally 6 to 8 years, Phil receives a drink of a magical elixir, a magical punch, every summer during the annual groundhog picnic. And every time he drinks that, he gets 7 more years of life. So they're going to tell you that this is still the original Phil. What are you shaking your head for? You've tried a lot of different elixirs over time. You haven't found that one yet, huh, Kendall? But yeah, that's kind of how he goes. They say he's still the original, but he's been around. During Prohibition, actually, Phil threatened to impose 60 weeks of winter if he didn't get a drink. So he's got to have his elixir once in a while. In 1981, Phil actually wore a yellow ribbon in honor of the American hostages in Iran. In 1986, Phil visited President Reagan in Washington. In 1993, Columbia Pictures, of course, released the movie Groundhog Day, which starred Bill Murray, but Punxsutawney Phil was angry. He thought he should have gotten the lead credit on that movie. In 1995, Phil actually went on the Oprah show. Oh, boy, that was the end of his career, I guess. In 2001, Phil enjoyed a tour of New York City, including he had appearances on Regis Philbin Live, the CBS Early Show, and also on CNN. And his prediction was broadcast live on the Times Square Jumbotron that year as well. Also, Phil, he's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. He sported a terrible towel in 2009 to celebrate the team's 6th Super Bowl victory. So he does pay attention to some of the other things going on. He's not just all caught up in his own, rock and roll lifestyle, I guess. And Phil is also a social media user. You probably didn't know that. Even though he doesn't have opposable thumbs, I guess he can figure out how to text. I don't know how that works, but they say his prediction was available via text in 2010, and again last year in 2011, nearly 28,000 worldwide earned the Pennsylvania Groundhog Day badge on February 2nd, 2011 for signing up. So a lot of folks are apparently paying attention to what he's doing, even on the social media sites. If you're not on Twitter these days, I mean, you're not even as good as Punxsutawney Phil at this point, I guess, because he's all over that stuff. So lots of things going on there over, and they have typically a 2 to 3 day festival that goes on around all of this activity that happens at Gobbler's Knob, and it's quite a thing. You know, when folks around our area talk about different types of things, and where is our niche? We need to find our niche somehow. We need to come up with a way to be able to build something around that we can maybe perhaps, come up with a way to make some money and draw some attention to the area, have some sort of a festival type thing and whatever. Who'd have thought reaching into an old tree stump and yanking an animal out by the back of the neck could have become such a big, attention-grabbing, money-making event? If only we had something like that around here. Not sure that would work all that well, but they came up with something there, and look, it's lasted 126 years now and still going strong.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
According to this website, there's a thing called the Storm Facts Almanac, and they went back and looked at this. Now, they're saying that, according to their research, that Punxsutawney Phil is right about 39% of the time.
Oh, that's not true. They said 100%. Oh, boy.
He's seen his shadow 101 times out of 116 appearances.
The Groundhog Police are on their way. You are arrested. That's blasphemous. You can't say that. Well, Phil did see his shadow this morning when he popped out of the hole in the wall at Gobbler's Knob this morning. So, according to legends, 6 more weeks of winter, which means, I guess, winter's about to start in this part. We really haven't had winter yet. So 6 more weeks, I guess, wouldn't be all that bad, would it? Kendall Warren wants to tell us more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Got Holland gas grills in stock, no flare-ups, and a lifetime burn guarantee. Got water softeners by Luxury assembled in Iowa. Cabinet models and split tank systems. Pre-test the water for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Luxury water softener from W&S Appliance. Lots of refrigerators, over 60 in stock, and side-by-sides, two-door, top freezer models, French door with the bottom freezer. Do have some closeouts on some of those models, particularly on the stainless steel models. Top trade-ins on any clean, used, working refrigerator, the place, W&S Appliance. Ranges, gas and electric, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, and Frigidaire. Freestanding, on display, built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Do have a closeout on 2 slide-in gas ranges at way below wholesale cost. It's Thursday, the pot's on, the peanuts are out. I'll be there till 8 this evening. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Kendall. You know, there are lots more, too. Of course, Punxsutawney Phil, he gets all the publicity. It's kind of like being in Hollywood. You have your A-listers, and that would be Punxsutawney Phil, and then you have your B-listers. And there are a whole bunch of other ones, too, all over the country, believe it or not. There's just all kinds of them. There's, yikes, what, Wharton Willie, and there's Staten Island Chuck, and there's, I don't know, there are all kinds of them. So pick your one. I bet they all didn't see the same thing. I bet they're all going to tell you that their predictions are perfect, though. Every one of them. Kendall, thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it very much. You go make it a great day, and God bless America.